Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Nahyi Ani Su'i Dhanni Bil Muslimina Min Ghairi Dharuratin. The chapter on the prohibition of unnecessarily having evil thoughts of Muslims. So here Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought this chapter of prohibition of unnecessarily having evil thoughts of Muslims. What we learn from this chapter, and as we go on we'll see, is that having evil thoughts is something that is not encouraged at all in our deen. But again, here you will find that there will be exceptions and there will be provisos. To make it a completely general rule where there is no provisos, that's also incorrect. And to make it such that all the time a person is having and harboring evil thoughts of people, that is also incorrect. So our general rule is that what we should be practicing upon is that we keep a clean heart and clean mind about people. Don't unnecessarily have and harbor suspicion about people, because the suspicion is something that will lead a person to another level of spying, and now after spying it will lead a person to start actually believing that what his thoughts are telling him is now true about the next Muslim, and then thereafter he'll take it to another level and now he'll be start making ghibat and he'll start lying about something that just started from a thought, but he entertained that bad thought about a Muslim. So here, if person has any thought like this, he should always give the benefit of the doubt to another Muslim and not make it such that he's entertaining these evil thoughts about another Muslim. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. In Surah Hujurat, Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, refrain from excessive suspicion. Verily, Some suspicion are a sin. So some suspicion, not every type of thought that goes through a mind is sin, but there are different levels. And if a person now takes that thought that comes into his mind, that stray thought, and he starts entertaining that stray thought, and he reaches a point where it spurs him on to start speaking evil about somebody else, behaving in an evil manner, to start now eavesdropping, for example, or for a person now to take it to another level and lying about someone else, now automatically he has thrown himself into a sin. Something that started as a stray thought should just be left as a stray thought. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi would give a very nice example. Say the person is driving on a highway and in front of him there's a truck that is transporting pigs. So he says, what will this person do? Will he stay behind the truck on the highway and he'll start looking at the pigs? Or because it's nauseating, he'll just overtake it and he'll carry on. He won't give it any further thought than that. This was the only thought and impression he had, was when the truck was in front of him for a short while. He quickly overtook it, he carried on and didn't even pass his mind to it. Or he's like a person that's walking on the street and there's some dogs that are barking. Now there's one of two ways a person can start entertaining those dogs and barking back at those dogs or screaming back at those dogs. Or this person just carries on walking and ignoring those dogs. After a while, those dogs also will get tired. They'll realize there was no point in us barking here from behind the gates of the various houses. We wasted our time barking. This person just walked past. He didn't even give us any attention. So this is our style with stray thoughts. When it comes in the mind, we don't give it any attention. We just continue with whatever else we have to do. And automatically, the stray thoughts will leave a person. They won't continue to stay with a person. So the first hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, iyyakum wadh-dhann fa inna adh-dhanna akdhabul hadith, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of suspicion, because suspicion is the worst of lies. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Why the worst of lies? Because there's no basis for it. It's just something that's coming to the mind and it may be like this. It's possible it's like this. It's just a suspicion that I have and now I'm entertaining it. Worst form of lies. There's no proof at all. There's no substantiation. And I'm taking this now to another level and I'm making it such that I'm believing it. So therefore a person should entertain good thoughts about every Muslim unless something is conclusively proven to the contrary. Unsubstantiated evil thoughts lead a person to eavesdrop and spy, because a diseased heart is not contented with suspicion. A person whose heart is dead, in other words, he does not have the life of iman in his heart, he won't just leave it at that suspicion level. He'll now follow up and follow up and follow up. It requires real evidence Hence, such evil thoughts are sinful. Imam Jassas, Rahmatullah Ali, states that suspicion is of four types. Or rather than saying suspicion, say thoughts of four types. One is, what is faraz for us? What thoughts are faraz for us to have? That is to entertain good thoughts about Allah Ta'ala, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the believers and those who are generally one mixes with, and there are no reasonable grounds for thinking evil of them. The second is wajib thoughts that we should be having. These are necessary because without them life will be impossible. For example, in a court of law, a judge has to pass judgment according to the facts and testimonies before him. He is forced to act on ghalab-e dhan. He is forced to act on dhan-e ghalib, the overriding view, because it is impossible for him to be absolutely sure that the witnesses are speaking the truth. Similarly, in a case where one is in doubt regarding the direction of the qibla, etc., he will practice on dhan-e ghalib. Dhan-e ghalib is the overriding thought, the strongest thought that is coming now to his mind. Now, in a situation like this, he'll practice upon the thought. This is talking about thoughts and the different levels of thoughts that you get. One is the permissible level. First we did that of faraz, then wajib, now is the permissible level. When there are clear negative signs in the actions or dealings of people, one is permitted to entertain such thoughts regarding them, where it's very, very clear. Now you, person is coming and he wants credit for 1 million rand, and outwardly you can see it's clear from the signs that this person is not going to pay. It's unlikely he's going to pay. Now there's no harm by you entertaining the thought and not giving the credit. If you are taught that you must think every person is honest, then how many people will start losing money in business, etc.? How many people will go and they'll harm themselves? Somebody is coming and proposing for your daughter, and now the thoughts of the signs that are there, the outward signs, that this person is not a very straight person. So now to entertain that thought is permissible. Why? There is some signs to indicate, and there's going to be harm for you if you're not going to act upon that. Then in such a circumstance, it is permissible when there are clear negative signs in the actions or dealings of people, one is permitted to entertain such thoughts regarding them. In such a case, one may only take precautions to save oneself from any possible evil from them, but one may not physically act against them. A person can't just say that I think that this person is a crook, let me catch him and lock him up or give him hiding. Can't just do that based on thoughts, but I can take necessary precautions. I won't do business with him, I won't give him credit, etc., etc. So this is how a person acts when he's got negative thoughts. There are signs to indicate, it's not just something that is coming in the mind, there are signs to indicate that this is what the situation is. Based on that, now a person is acting. Then you come to another level, the fourth level, which thoughts are prohibited. This includes the following scenarios: to entertain evil thoughts about another without any reason. There's no reason at all. I'm just entertaining a bad thought about a person. That is A under number 4. You've got A, B, C, D. So B under number 4 is to always search for faults in another and think evil of him in everything he does. Sometimes this becomes a sickness. Person is finding faults all the time. Sometimes it's with his own wife, sometimes his own children. He's continuously finding faults in everything and everything that a person does. In fact, it's very, very harmful. There's one case that had come, that this husband, every single thing he would measure, when he'll go to work, he'll see how much of milk is in the fridge. He'll come back, he'll see how much of milk is left. He'll go to the meter, he'll see how much of water was used. Like that, he'll keep a record of everything. Now it becomes so difficult. Why? Because he's being troubled with suspicion that she's stealing, she's giving someone else, she's doing this, doing that. And now this person becomes suspicious of everything. So therefore, keep the mind clear, keep the heart clear. So don't always search for problems and faults in another person and think evil of them all the time. If obviously there is certain indications that indicate, then a person, as we did in the previous number 3, then a person is allowed to take the necessary precautions. See, to think evil of those who are outwardly pious and honorable, this also is prohibited. Now, outwardly person has got outward signs of piety, and now unnecessarily to think evil of them. Obviously, we did as example also that sometimes you'll get a person that has the appearance of piety, but he may be a fraudster, he may be a crook, he may be taking people for a ride, he may be involved in other sins, etc. Even in this situation where a person has the outward quality and garb of piety, here we are allowed to take necessary precautions. But as a general rule, where a person's appearance, outward appearance, is that of a pious person, then we shouldn't be entertaining any evil thoughts of him unnecessarily. Therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought the proviso that it's something that shouldn't be done unnecessarily. And number D, and the point number 4, to think of the worst of two options when there's a possibility of both good and evil. There's a possibility here of both good and evil, and now I'm deliberately choosing evil. No, there's no basis. I'm just giving that evil the thought. Again, this is something that is prohibited. We should always be thinking good of people unnecessarily. We shouldn't be thinking evil of people. Again, a person is not foolish, not clumsy, that he'll hand all his money, he'll hand his all his things for safe giving to anybody just on the basis that I must think good. He'll take his necessary precautions, he'll do his necessary homework, but his general look and outlook is that I don't harbor any suspicion and any bad thoughts about anybody unnecessarily. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.